With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Once upon a time, there were four little rabbits, and their names were Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, and Peter. The opening paragraph of The Tale of Peter Rabbit by Beatrix Potter.
It started life as a letter to a small boy.
That's Judy Taylor, whose book, That Naughty Rabbit, Beatrix Potter, and Peter Rabbit, chronicles the story of what may be the world's most enduring children's book. Taylor says that Beatrix Potter, a member of a well-to-do family in Victorian England, was an avid letter writer.
She illustrated all her letters to children, and a great many of them survive.
In 1900, 7 years after she wrote the letter containing the story of Peter Rabbit, Potter thought it might make a book. Judy Taylor says Potter approached a number of publishers.
They did not see any commercial proposition in it.
So Beatrix Potter found her own printer.
She published the book privately herself. She paid for it to be printed.
In an edition of 250 copies, most of which Beatrix Potter gave away, a neighbor of Potter's, Hardwick Rounsley, decided to help find a commercial publisher for Peter Rabbit.
He rewrote the text of Peter Rabbit in rhyme, and it was dreadful.
But the publishing house of F. Warren did take the book, asking for new color illustrations and Potter's original text. Today, F. Warren, now owned by Viking Penguin, has reissued all 23 books in the original Peter Rabbit series using new printing plates from the original paintings. To coincide with the event, Warren has also issued the history of the classic children's tale, That Naughty Rabbit, Beatrix Potter and Peter Rabbit by Judy Taylor. You might recall the ending to Peter Rabbit. Peter wasn't feeling well, so his mother put him to bed and gave him a dose of chamomile tea. But Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail had bread and milk and blackberries for supper. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Beatrix Potter, who created the story of Peter Rabbit 86 years ago, saw herself more as an artist than as a children's writer.
She was a very fine painter and watercolorist, and she had painted and drawn all her life.
That's Judy Taylor, an expert on Beatrix Potter, who says that Potter did keep a diary for 22 years, a diary in code that wasn't cracked until 1958. The original tale of Peter Rabbit was in the form of an illustrated letter to a sick child. 7 years later, Beatrix Potter published Peter Rabbit privately and then redid the drawings in color for a trade edition published by F. Warren.
She had to reduce it in length because of the color printing. They wanted to be able to print it on one sheet of paper.
The tale of Peter Rabbit was an instant hit and has been reprinted 240 times since 1902. Each printing, however, took its toll on the plates, and Potter's delicate watercolors began to fade. Viking Penguin, which now owns F. Warren, decided to do something about it.
They went and photographed Beatrix Potter's original watercolors. She herself was very careful in the preservation of her work.
Taylor says that despite the years, the quality of Beatrix Potter's original illustrations is remarkably fresh.
With modern technology, it has been possible to make them as close to the originals as they have ever been seen.
The result? A brand new edition of Peter Rabbit from new plates. And not only Peter Rabbit, but the other 22 books in the Peter Rabbit series, published both in hard and soft cover. To herald the event, Warren has also published a chronicle of the Peter Rabbit story called That Naughty Rabbit, Beatrix Potter and Peter Rabbit by Judy Taylor. Judy Taylor believes that the tale of Peter Rabbit is without peer.
It's a beautifully crafted story. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. 1987 marks a significant literary event. F. Warren, a British imprint owned by Viking Penguin, has issued a new edition of all 23 of Beatrix Potter's Peter Rabbit books using new printing plates from Potter's original watercolors. The history of Peter Rabbit is told by Judy Taylor in her book, That Naughty Rabbit, Beatrix Potter and Peter Rabbit, also published by F. Warren. Peter Rabbit is not just a publishing phenomenon. Judy Taylor notes there are Peter Rabbit dolls, dishes, clothes, games, most of them the idea of Beatrix Potter herself.
She called them her sideshows. She was very aware of the commercial possibilities of her work.
Peter Rabbit is a simple story for very young children of a little rabbit who disobeys his mother and enters Mr. McGregor's garden. In a way, Peter is a metaphor for a naughty real-life child.
It has a chase. It's quite exciting. He's nearly caught. He escapes. He gets home, lovely, warm reception. He also gets his just desserts.
Judy Taylor believes that one of the reasons Peter Rabbit holds up is that it features animals rather than children, so there is a timeless quality. Another reason is the beauty of Beatrix Potter's artwork.
She was an observer of nature. She wanted to get the animals to look as real as possible.
Strangely, Beatrix Potter, the product of a repressed Victorian upbringing, also became an expert on fungus.
She drew and painted exquisitely done drawings of fungus, which today are acknowledged as being scientifically accurate. which was remarkable for someone who'd never been to school.
Judy Taylor says that Beatrix Potter made a fortune from her Peter Rabbit books and bought more than 4,000 acres of land and 14 farms in England's Lake Country.
When she died, she left all her property to the nation, to the National Trust.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.